Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, hold on 1 second. I'm gonna call you right back. Yes, so I have a question. I have a charge on my credit card that I did not authorize from your company, and I think it was one of those things where you go in and you get pay $7.95 for something from Walmart. And then you guys charged me $67.42. And I know that that was not in the agreement because I read the agreement before I purchased, before I did the $7.99.
Okay, man, what is your zip code?
21403.
And what is your first and last name?
First name is Susie, last name Adams.
And can you verify your shipping address for me?
1043 Spa Road, Apartment D, Annapolis, Maryland, 21403.
All right, man, give me 1 second while it's loading.
Okay. Then I didn't even receive the product yet, so I don't know what's going on.
All right, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, ma'am.
Okay, I'm waiting.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just figuring out something. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. So,
okay.
I'm looking here on the terms and conditions that it is a sweepstakes for some sweepstakes for cookware.
Yep, that's what it was.
And it says in the terms and conditions that in the terms and conditions it says that it is a sweepstakes for the cookware that you pay the $7.95 for, and when you did not win that $7.95, you would be charged for the membership fee for our factory direct page, our factory direct website.
No, that's not what it said, because I read it, because I was like, I'm not going to, this happened to me again, and I was like, let me read the agreement. It was not a sweepstakes. It said just pay for the shipping. I know what I read, and I'm not paying those $60. You can refund me the 67, and you can take back the 7.95, because I'm not paying no membership for to get no cookware.
Oh, man, what I can do is I can offer you a 50% refund on.
I need to talk to your manager. I'm not paying no $67. It's not one time refund, and I will be going to the website and putting comments if I don't get my money back. I'm just telling you, because you guys are not going to do that, because that's not what it says in the terms and conditions, because I read it.
Ma'am, I'm letting you know that it does say just in the terms and conditions.
Well, let me speak to your supervisor, because I'm getting my money back. Not 50% of my money. I want all my $67, and I want my $7.95 back. Because you guys, that fine print is not in the fine print. Because I looked at it before I read it. And the terms and conditions, it's not listed on that website. So I don't know what you guys are putting out there for people not to see. And whatever you guys got and whatever is on that website is not the same. Because no, I read it clearly. I don't care what you're saying to me. I know what I read, and I just want my money back. Because I did not authorize anybody to take $67.42 from my account. The $7.95 I did to win the cookware, but it didn't say nothing about no sweepstakes and nothing that you gotta pay $67. Why would I pay $67.42 for $7.95 cookware that I can go buy anywhere? It doesn't make sense.
The $67.32 is not for the cookware, it's for the sweepstakes for the cookware, and you also do get a $125 voucher.
I don't want the $125 voucher. I don't want anything but my $67.42 back. And you need to figure out how I need to your supervisor to get it, whatever. But I'm not paying it, because that's not what I want. I only wanted the cookware for $7.95, and that's what it says. It didn't say nothing about no sweepstakes, because I read it before I signed up, and I do this all the time. And I don't get charged. So I need someone to look at it. You need to speak to your supervisor, whatever I need to do. But I want my $67.42 back. You can keep the $7.95. That's all I'm saying.
Give me one second, man.
Whoever you need to speak to. Bud. Nope. Not gonna have it. Not today. Not tomorrow.
ma'am. I will be transferring your information to a supervisor now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be transferring your call. Thank you again for calling customer. Oh, wait, before I do that, I can give you a cancellation number for the account.
What does the cancellation number mean?
Yes, to let you know that the account is canceled and you won't be charged any further.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be charged any further, and I'm going to get my money back. So what's the, let me write the cancellation number now. So you're saying that you can't do anything. Is that what you're saying? Can we go with your supervisor?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
All right, what's the cancellation number?
All right, ma'am. The cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
C is in Charlie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, C?
262.
And you're transferring it over to your supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.